This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the show. Wait. And most importantly, American made and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world except the good old U.S. of A. And let me tell you, I go to war every day with liberals. They just make me angry. They make me angry. They disappoint me. They make me sick. Because they really are, in many cases, not in all, some of them legitimately believe what they believe. And a few of the things they believe are within reason. But many of them are radical. Many of them are anti-American. Many of them hate America. Many of them hate everything this country stands for. It's just a long list, I could tell you, and I knew them in college. Columbia University, class of 83, alongside President Barack Obama, my supposed classmate. And I'm telling you, the kids that I knew at Columbia were so radical, they all called themselves communist. Everyone I knew at Columbia called themselves a communist, a socialist, a Marxist, or a Bolshevik. That's how bad it was, and these are the people running government. These are the people running the swamp. These are the control freaks that want to wipe you and me out. The attorney generals of the United States, Democratic attorney generals, that are swamp rats and swamp snakes. So I had a different open of the show prepared. But there is breaking news that I want to tell you all about right now. Because this is the biggest Trump foe in America of any attorney general. The most anti-Trump, rabidly hate Trump attorney general of the United States of America, Eric Schneiderman of New York. He's now accused of beating and choking women in bed. And the women have come forth and we've got their names. So you know there's some validity to this. We know who they are. And so it's interesting because who broke this? A reporter for the Huffington Post warned his Twitter followers that a huge story about one of Trump's foes is about to drop. And it will delight the president and dominate the news cycle. Who said this? Yashir Ali of Huffington Post. He said this tonight. And here it is. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. Another loser. Another scum. Another slimeball who wants to control your life, who hates Donald Trump, who's on the side of big government, and is in that New York district that went against Donald Trump, where the judges ordered the raid on Michael Cohen's law office. Bad, bad people. And they were directed, I guarantee you, by Eric Schneiderman, who's working with Mueller on the Paul Manafort case. He's now been accused of physical abuse by four women, and they say he threatened to kill them, murder, if they broke up with him. And he was part of the Me Too movement, which I've always thought is a joke. All these liberals hide behind the Me Too movement. He's a longtime Trump foe. He led the lawsuit against the Donald Trump, Trump University. He was the guy that tried to destroy Trump when Trump was running for office by suing Trump University. He just wouldn't let Trump go because he hates Trump. He's so jealous of Donald Trump. And he launched an investigation of the Eric Trump Foundation over allegations the organization funneled money through charity golf outings, which raised millions for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And he's part of this Manafort investigation. And it's all about hating Trump, taking down the president. They're the swamp, and they're Democrats, and they're liberals, and they're pro-big government, and they make their money, or their wives make their money, by being lobbyists, all these people. Or by being, you know, the CEO of some company that takes huge, that gets huge government contracts. They're all the same. So here's what New Yorker magazine is reporting. Keep in mind, New Yorker is a ultra-liberal magazine. So if this was a conservative news outlet reporting this, many liberals would say, I don't think it's true. But New Yorker is reporting it, and the Huffington Post is reporting it, so I think it's true. Now Schneiderman is facing a reckoning of his own, as his prominence as a voice against sexual misconduct has risen, so too has the distress of four women with whom he's had romantic relationships or encounters. They accuse Schneiderman of having subjected them to non-consensual physical violence. All have been reluctant to speak out, fearing reprisal. Two of the women, we've got the names, Michelle Manning Barish and Tanya Selvaratam, have talked to New Yorker on the record because they feel that doing so could protect other women. They allege he repeatedly hit them, often after drinking, frequently in bed and never with their consent. Manning, Barish, and Selvaratam categorized the abuse he inflicted on them as assault. They did not report their allegations to the police at the time. Both say they eventually sought medical attention after having been slapped hard across the face and choked. Selvaratam says Schneiderman warned her he could have her followed, her phones tapped, and both say he threatened to kill them if they broke up with him. A third former romantic partner of Schneiderman's told Manning, Barish, and Selvaratam he repeatedly subjected her to non-consensual physical violence, but she told him she's too frightened of him to come forward. The New Yorker has independently vetted the accounts they gave of her allegations. A fourth woman, an attorney. See, these are substantial women, and I believe them. An attorney who has held prominent positions in the New York legal community says Schneiderman made an advance toward her when she rebuffed him. He slapped her across the face with such force it left a mark that lingered the next day. She recalls screaming in surprise and pain and beginning to cry and says she felt threatened. She is asked to remain unidentified but shared a photograph of the injury with the New Yorker. In a statement, Schneiderman said, "In the privacy of intimate relationships, I've engaged in role-playing and other consensual sexual activity." See, this is all different than the charges lodged against Judge Roy Moore from 40 years ago with no proof and no nothing, coming from women that all needed money, that all had serious criminal or mental issues or financial issues. This is different than the women who've come forward against Donald Trump, all of whom say, he came on to me on an airplane. No proof, no nothing. He didn't slap him. There isn't photos of physical abuse. And Donald Trump didn't say, you know what, I was role-playing. Wow. He says, "I've never engaged in consensual sex, which the line I would not cross." So he says, "I engaged in role-playing." What he's saying is, yes, I hit them, I smacked them, and I choked them because they wanted it. Isn't that the rapist saying? The women wanted to be raped. Isn't that what they claim? So now liberals have crossed over that line. One of the women who accused Schneiderman of abuse says he hit her so hard on the ear, she fell back on the bed. She heard a gurgling sound, had blood dripping out of her ear, prompting her to go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. See, these are things you can't make up. Okay, number one, they have photos. Number two, there's four of them. Number three, you have a record that she went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor. One of the women who was abused by Schneiderman said he got absolutely plastered almost every night. So he's a drunk. The women said of Schneiderman, he would almost always drink two bottles of wine in a night, then bring a bottle of scotch into the bedroom. He would get absolutely plastered five nights out of seven. Well, see, I'd ask a question. What were you doing there? Oh, you stayed for seven nights. Well, he got plastered five out of seven. Why? Did that turn you on? I mean, I just don't understand any of these people. But in the end, it's always 100% his responsibility, Schneiderman. I would ask why the women had bad judgment. Why did they date him? Why did they continue seeing him? Why did you come back for seven nights if he's plastered five out of seven? Why do you ever go there again? But in the end, he's the only one that bears responsibility. These women are literally substantial women. There's lawyers involved. There's business executives involved. And more importantly, it's a Democrat guy, and they're being accused by feminist-type liberal women in New York City with the New Yorker, liberal magazine, Huffington Post, liberal involved. And I just think it's interesting. One of Schneiderman's victims spoke up for her daughter, for all women. "After the most difficult month of my life, I spoke up for my daughter, for all women. I could not remain silent and encourage other women to be brave for me. I could not." And this was M. Manning Barish. So this story is developing right now, this second, as we speak. And I think what's interesting is, I've said it all along, the people going after Trump are the swamp. And they are vicious. And they are disgusting people. And their lives are about controlling other people's lives. They're swamp rats and swamp snakes. And they deserve what's coming to them. And I'm predicting tribunals. I'm predicting hundreds, if not thousands, of government employees, government agency heads, are going to be under arrest soon and charged with crimes against government and the American people, the American taxpayer. And they all remind me of this guy, Schneiderman, who's so quick to hate Trump and hate anyone who makes money. Now, I'm a businessman. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not a billionaire. I'm not the richest guy in the world. But I'm in business, and I know lots of millionaires and lots of billionaires because I've been at high levels of politics and high levels of business as well. And so I can't tell you the amount of business people I know in New York who have told me for several years now this guy Schneiderman is vicious, and his goal in life is to destroy every businessman he can and to try and sue them and threaten them with prison for doing nothing and then extorting money out of them like organized crime, like the mafia. That's what these people are like. There's not much difference between the Gambino crime family and Schneiderman. There's not much difference between the Gambino crime family and the Colombo family, and Lucchese's, and all the other New York Street families, the Mafia, and the Clinton Foundation. Nothing. Somebody murdered Seth Rich. Somebody stole all kinds of things. Someone extorted money out of Russia, $145 million, and then awarded one-fourth of the uranium stock of the United States to a Russian company? Wow. Bad stuff from the swamp. That's why they don't like Donald Trump. That's why they want to get Donald Trump. That's why they want to stop Donald Trump. That's why they want to impeach Donald Trump. Schneiderman is Exhibit A. And you're getting your day, my friend. It's all coming around to you. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. We'll be right back. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi everyone, Wayne Allyn Root. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now. 800-399-6392.
Hi, Wyatt Cox, Classic Radio Theater. I used to watch people check into motels with pillows. I used to say, why? They've got pillows there. Aren't they good enough? Now I know they weren't good enough, because I have my pillow, and I take mine with me everywhere I go, anytime I'm spending a night. Why? It stays cool all night. You don't have to wake up in the middle of the night, flip the cool side of the pillow. Keeps its shape all night long. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. A 10-year warranty. Have you got a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Nope. And you can put a MyPillow in the washer, dryer. It's like new again. Try doing that with your dollar store pillow. You end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half price. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
War now!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. War now. Wayne Allyn Root Show. This is the third hour. I call it the aftermath. Root reaction, the aftermath. I react to the hottest news stories of the day. Obviously, this Eric Schneiderman, Attorney General of New York story is a huge one. A very huge one, because it just points out how terrible the swamp is. How terrible the people who hate Donald Trump are. How terrible the people running our government are. How terrible Democrats are. How about this guy, Keith Ellison? You know who that is? Do you know who Keith Ellison is? Keith Ellison is the Democratic National Committee Deputy Chair. Number two man at the DNC. Tom Perez is the number one man at the DNC. And Keith Ellison is horrible. He's from Minnesota. He is not liberal. He is radical socialist Marxist. For all intents and purposes, he's like a communist. And he is not just a Muslim sympathizer, he is Muslim. And that's not a crime. I understand that. That's fine. There are nice Muslim people in this world. But if you're Muslim, obviously, he's been caught saying terrible things about Israel. He's been caught saying awful things about American Christianity. And now there's a video posted online. And he's wearing a T-shirt while participating in a local May Day parade in Minnesota this past Friday. And the T-shirt is in Spanish. Can you imagine? These are the most important political figures in America, and they've got Spanish language on their T-shirt. Yo no creo en fronteras. Yo no creo en fronteras. You know what that means in Spanish? I'll tell you what it means. I don't believe in borders. I don't believe in borders. So it used to be the Democrats would pretend that they didn't believe in open borders. They'd pretend they weren't communists. They pretend they didn't want to flood the United States of America with foreigners. Those days are over. Now they're out in the open. These are terrible, terrible people. And he's the number two man in the country for the Democratic National Committee. All right, other big news stories. And let me give you a phone number because I want you to line up for calls now. We'll take calls the whole second half of the show. No guests tonight. Just me and you. 833-WAR-TALK. 833 is a toll-free number anywhere in the United States. Call free, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you. Want to hear what you have to say about all these topics. 833-927-8255. We are all just average people, Americans, citizens, taxpayers, patriots. The people who are ruling over us, like this Schneiderman, Attorney General of New York, are just scum. There's no other way to say it. They think they're better than us, and they're far beneath us. You know when you step on gum on the sidewalk? That's who many of these people are that are leading our country, that are heading government agencies, that are prosecuting you. They think they're the good guys, and they've all got such sordid pasts in their closets. It's frightening. Big news. Trump to announce the Iran decision tomorrow, Tuesday. Now, the UK is pitching him hard to stay in the Iran deal. Germany is pitching him hard to stay in the Iran deal. France, pitching Trump hard to stay in the Iran deal. Why? More of the swamp, snakes, and rats. All these countries make money off of Iran. They give them they sell them supplies. They sell them construction materials that they claim are for, you know, building houses for children. And then Iran turns around, and these people know it. They use it to build nuclear facilities and nuclear bombs and do nuclear research. But they make billions selling them the materials. Construction companies give huge contributions to politicians in UK and Germany and in France. And this, my friends, is why the country is in so much trouble and the world is in so much trouble. This is the swamp. And so I have news for Donald Trump. I have great news for Donald Trump. I have important news for Donald Trump. If you value your people, the 63 million people who voted for Donald Trump and stick by you through thick and thin, you will kill the Iran deal. That's my advice, and that's my prediction. He will. Because Trump thinks exactly like me, and I've never caught him on any issue except that stupid spending bill, the omnibus bill from like 2 months ago. It's the only thing he's ever done that deviates from what I would have done. And so he should have killed, he should have vetoed that omnibus bill and made them come back with a much better bill that funded the wall and that cut spending. And that didn't fund a tunnel between New York and New Jersey to do a favor for Chuck Schumer. But he signed it against his better judgment because he was told by the military that we could be in World War III soon. A lot of bad crisis spots around the world. And the military's unprepared. The military's falling apart. And the morale is not good. You got to spend some money. That bill had enough money to totally rehabilitate our military. Totally spend what we need to spend on the military. So he went for it, despite all the other bad stuff in the bill. And I get it. I get why you did that, President Trump. I love you. I'm with you. But tomorrow, you've got to kill the Iran deal. Just as you killed the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, just as you killed the UN Paris Climate Change Accord, we're all counting on you to kill the Iran deal. Don't just play with it, reform it, change it a little bit, negotiate around the edges, compromise. Kill it. Slay it like it's a vampire. Stab in the heart with a Christian cross. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes said that he plans to urge lawmakers this week to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress for failing to hand over classified materials related to the Russia investigation. Today, the Attorney General was asked about that classified material.
The Department of Justice has written him a letter and responded appropriate to him. The request he's made is one that the intelligence communities and the Department of Justice feels is not grantable. We've explained that we'd be willing to talk to him about it before, the details of which I couldn't discuss.
First Lady Melania Trump launched her public awareness campaign today to help children, calling it Be Best. In a rare twist on their White House roles, she commanded the Rose Garden Lectern while President Donald Trump watched from the audience. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, worn out. I want to thank the sponsor of this Newsmax TV Hour. It's my Power Hour on Newsmax TV. We call it Root Reaction, the aftermath. A little different than the other 2 hours of the day. because it's on national TV and national radio, on both Newsmax TV and on USA Radio. And I want you to take this phone number down. 800-885-GOLD. Easy to remember, right? 800-885-GOLD Bureau. They are the sponsor of this show, and they offer VIP service to their clients. They'll hold your hand and walk you through the entire process of precious metals investment. And you can buy gold from a lot of companies, but the U.S. Gold Bureau is the only full-service precious metals firm that is owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, which is the only state-administered precious metal storage facility in the country. In other words, it's basically Fort Knox for Texas. And if the state of Texas trusts them, then you should too. Not only do they manage the Fort Knox of Texas, but listen to this stat. They're the largest bulk purchaser of numismatic products from the U.S. Mint. Largest bulk purchaser of numismatic products from the U.S. Mint. And they have a first-time buyer's offer where you can buy an ounce of gold for under their actual cost. Under their actual cost. So call right now for a free investor's guide. Call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. These guys are fantastic. And once you call them, you let them know Wainwright sent you from Newsmax TV. I promise you, you will have a wonderful experience. And you contact me if you don't, wainwright@gmail.com. I'll keep my boot on the necks of every sponsor to make sure every one of you watching is satisfied with your experience and with your purchase and with the way they treat you. Simple as that. wainwright@gmail.com. All right? All right. All right? All right. All right is right. All right, let's take some calls. I said we'd take calls second half of the show. That's what we're doing. Let's take line three, Johnny from Kentucky. Johnny from Kentucky. Johnny, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Pretty good. How y'all doing?
Very good. What's on your mind, Johnny?
Well, I just want to say, back when Trump and them first took over, it'd been a while, Sessions said that, you know, if you're a drug dealer, you got to go to jail. And I just want to tell you, man, if they want to start somewhere, they need to start right here in central Kentucky. About 15 years ago, a federal agent in the newspaper said that central Kentucky controlled 95% of the drug trade in the central United States. That's, you know, Indiana, Michigan, places like that. Second most populated part of the United States. 25%, I figure 25% northeast. You see New York City tags around here, you know, got their own license tag. You see tags that, like, you wouldn't believe from Texas and Louisiana, Georgia, Florida, the Carolinas, of course, Tennessee, Indiana, Ohio, otherwise Michigan. Even Colorado, I figure they're bringing Colorado pot, taking back heroin, meth. Even California, lots of California tags. You wouldn't believe it, man. You just wouldn't believe it. They could
so you
start
think all
right
these
here,
tags...
They'd probably take care of a whole lot of the problem, huh?
Johnny, you think all these tags are representative of the fact that these people are all up to nefarious stuff and they're bringing drugs back to their states?
What do you mean? I don't care if they hate me.
But I'm saying that's what you think. You think seeing all these tags is a sign to you, you have a gut instinct, that they're not there for good purposes. They're there to bring drugs back to their states, yes?
Yeah, well, you know, I put it this way. I know some things that I can't say. I know things I just, you know, cannot say. I watched it grow around here over the years. I'm a middle-aged man. I know things. I know some people, know some names. I know what's going on. I'm not the only one. A lot of people are sick and tired of it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. The authorities all paid off, most of them. Not all of them, but the main ones. And they keep the others from getting anything done.
Well, you know what the easiest way? By the way, the best thing you could do to cut off the supply of drugs, the drugs may be going through where you live in central Kentucky, but they got to come from somewhere. They're coming from Mexico. If you build the wall and they can't get by it, you're going to dramatically cut the drugs being imported into the United States of America. They'll find some other way to try, but they will not be as successful as they are now. The border's wide open, and that's where they're bringing the drugs. Hey, Johnny, we got to take some more calls, so I thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing with our audience your thoughts about what's going on in Kentucky and how it's become the central drug warehouse for the entire center of the United States. Whether Johnny's right or not, I don't know. I'm not there. But it sounds like he's got a conviction about this, and he understands what's going on. He's probably right. Let's take Ronnie. We go from Johnny in Kentucky to Ronnie in North Carolina, line four. Ronnie, you're on with Wayne Allyn. What's on your mind? Ronnie, are you there?
Hey, Alan.
It's Wayne Allyn. How are you? Yeah.
Hey, I'm fine. We got a delay. This is Ronnie in North Carolina. I've talked to you a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to bring up the fact about Keith Ellison, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. When the president was having his State of the Union address, the president honored a Navy SEAL that got killed in Yemen. Everybody stood up except for Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
So thank you for respecting, and you're a patriot. And if you've got a lot of Vietnam veterans that that just love you, so thank you very much. And you're the number one show. And right now I'm doing a Nielsen survey, and you're going to be on my number one rating.
All right. Well, that warms the cockles of my heart. Thank you. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it. Aren't you the Vietnam vet who's disabled from North Carolina, right? I've heard from you before, yes?
Yes, a couple of times.
See, I remember. That's not bad. I speak to so many thousands of people, but I remember my fans on TV. So
I've switched over from Tucker to you, so you're the number one man.
Thank you, Ronnie. I really appreciate it. You tell all the Vietnam vets down there.
I love you, too.
You tell all the Vietnam vets down there, Wainwright says, we love you. We appreciate everything you've done for your country, but we all, you know, just saying that isn't enough. We don't do enough for you. Our government does for illegals. Our government does for poor people on welfare who don't want to work for a living. And these people fought for America, sacrificed their lives, and you put them on waiting lists in the VA and let them die. It's not enough to just say, hey, Wainwright loves you, and people love you, and they're patriots. It's not enough. We got to actually make something happen. I think Donald Trump wants to, but will anyone actually allow the changes to happen and start rewarding good people and patriots and people who sacrificed rather than freeloaders who just want welfare and don't want to work, or illegal aliens who want food stamps and free medical and don't want to work? Thank you for the call, Ronnie. I'm with you. I stand behind you, Vietnam veterans, and every other veteran in this country. I'm disgusted at the way many of you have been treated, if not all of you have been treated. None of you have been treated as well as we should have treated you, because we spent so much money on illegals, and liberals spent all their attention on illegals and people on welfare. It's sickening. Let's take line one, Ramsey in Pennsylvania. Ramsey, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Ramsey, you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Yeah, you're my hero. You know that?
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind, though? Let's hear what you're...
Okay, if they leave president alone, he will do good job. If they leave him alone, they will do good job. Trump will do good job if they leave him alone.
Where are you from, Ramsey? Ramsey, I hear an accent. Where are you originally from?
My mom's Jewish and my father Lebanese.
I thought that was a Lebanese accent. It sounds Lebanese to me. Very good. Is your father's Lebanese Christian? I'll bet, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, I have many friends. I'm a Jewish boy with many friends who are Lebanese Christian. Good people. Love them.
Yeah, good people. But I'm only asking you, you know, we're talking about the guns, we're talking about the all that. You got to protect the Second Amendment. A gun won't kill the people. A gun will, a gun for protection. A gun won't kill the people. You have to have the gun, my friend, to protect yourself. If you're walking in a bar, restaurant, or any place, and the maniac walked in shooting everybody. If someone have a gun there, they will put that guy down. Save a life.
Right.
And the Democrats, they don't believe that. They believe gun control like a communist philosophy.
Well, this is your day, Ramsey, because I'm going to read you some stats that I read on my radio show earlier today. But here we are on national TV, and I'm going to read you the stats. This is from CNN. Not from Wayne Root, not from Donald Trump, not from Fox News, not from Newsmax TV. From CNN. And it's the chart that shows the disparities in how black and white men die in gun violence state by state. And so Missouri has a terrible city named St. Louis, just filled with crime. East St. Louis, filled with crime. And it's 2.77 white people per 100,000, white men, per 100,000 who die of gun crimes versus 59 blacks who die of gun crime. This is not from Wayne Root, it's from CNN. In Michigan, it's basically 1.5 whites versus 49 blacks. and Michigan, of course, is dominated by Detroit's crime. Illinois is dominated by Chicago's crime. Basically, it's one white person killed per 100,000, 48 blacks per 100,000. Indiana, 2 versus 48. Pennsylvania, which is dominated by Philadelphia, one white, 43 black. The list goes on and on. It's the same numbers in every state. Now, let me tell you what it means before you think I'm trying to hint at something racial or racist. I'm not. These are, first of all, CNN stats, not mine. These are facts that come from state by state, I assume from FBI statistics. And it shows that black people die from gun use, white people don't. Why is that? It's about living in poor inner city neighborhoods. It's got nothing to do with being black. It's got nothing to do with someone's worse than another because of their race. That's nonsense. It's got to do with the fact that Democrats have imposed strict gun control in inner cities run by 100% Democrats. Strict gun control. So everybody there who's a victim, and that includes almost all the people are black, who are victims, not criminals, victims. They are powerless, defenseless. They can't carry a gun. So it's a killing field, and you're letting them get murdered. That's what this means. Gun control doesn't work. So thank you for the call. Appreciate the call, Ramsey. Say hi to the Lebanese Christian community for me. All great people. My kind of people. Gun control is a failure. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wade, welcome back. A couple of things I want to tell you about before I grab a few more calls in the last segment. This is War Now, the Wayne on the Root Show. Third hour, we call the Root Reaction. Aftermath. This is the aftermath of the day. It's after 8 o'clock East Coast, after 5 o'clock West. The day is done. We react to some of the big stories of the day. I'll talk more in depth about this tomorrow because I want to get to calls. But a new study's out that proves that people who are climate change skeptics, like me, are more eco-friendly than the climate alarmists. So in other words, conservatives are better for the environment than liberals. But you knew that. I'll take a hunter or a fisherman or a big-time conservative businessman or anybody like that any day over a liberal. Because liberals fly around in their private jets or ride around their limousines to attend the Academy Award events, and they use up more fuel in one trip than we do in a whole lifetime. So I'll tell you about that study tomorrow. And then there's a pregnant mom who was thrown in jail in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, for defending her child, her two-year-old daughter, with a legally licensed gun, and she had a CCW permit, and she pulled the gun as another mom was in a fight with her, and in her car was trying to ram her car, and her little girl was in the car, and she's ramming the car. She's afraid for her child's life. She points a gun at her to make her back off. The woman drives away and then drives to police headquarters and charges her with assault. She gets convicted. She's now in prison for 2 years, and she's pregnant. She's going to have her baby in prison. Talk about a raw deal. This has got to be the rawest deal I've ever heard of. But the reason I bring the story up is strict gun control in Detroit. It doesn't work. I mean, if you committed a crime with a gun, throw the book at somebody. But if you were defending yourself with a legal licensed gun that, by the way, wasn't even loaded, it wasn't loaded, her gun. So she never could have hurt anyone with the gun, but the other woman had a dangerous object. She had a car. Ask Muslim terrorists whether a car is a dangerous object. They run people over with cars and trucks all the time. So a car is a weapon of mass destruction just as much as a gun. But neither a car nor a gun are a bad thing. It's the person behind them that are bad. So I'll talk about this in depth tomorrow, but it's another great example of how strict gun control doesn't work. Not only doesn't it work, it gets nice, law-abiding people like you and me in trouble, and they throw us in jail for years. If that law doesn't exist, she wouldn't be in jail. But because there's strict gun control, a nice woman doing the right thing is in prison. And by the way, she's black, and she's a liberal who fights for social justice and environmental causes, and I'm taking her side. It doesn't matter that she's liberal. It doesn't matter that she's black. All that matters is she was a mother protecting her daughter with a gun that wasn't loaded, that's legally licensed, and she had a CCW permit. What's the problem? Why are you in jail for 2 years? How outrageous is this? Let's take some calls. We've got Robert in Arizona, line two. Robert in Arizona about the New York Attorney General. Robert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you? Hey, Robert, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Very good. What's on your mind?
Okay, Wayne, I'm a retired NYPD detective from New York, retired here in Arizona. And, you know, Snyderman, he was all over Trump. And, you know, it just doesn't surprise me because, you know, I've done some work with his office in the past, and he was always an arrogant, mean individual. And I've met Trump many times, and I got to say that, you know, what gets me upset is that let the man do his job, give him the chance to run the country, and, you know, that's what I would want, you know. And, you know, I hate when people always bring up the negative things about him. They don't know him. And, you know, he's not a bad man. Like I said, you know, I've met him a few times. And I'm just really sick of it. You know, I think he deserves, the people voted him in. They're not looking at that. The people wanted to change. And, you know, Snyderman really got what he deserves, you know, because he was all over this case. And that's all I want to say. And plus, by the way, I remember you from FNN, Financial News Network, way back in the 80s.
Yes, good man. You know? That's right. Robert is talking about FNN used to be CNBC. It was pre-CNBC. It was called Financial News Network. And on the weekends, it was FNN Sports. And I was the lead anchor man and the network odds maker with Jimmy the Greek on TV. And I picked the winners of football games. I was 26 years old, Robert. Long time ago.
I used to always look at your picks. I used to always tune in for that. And I hope President Trump gets to legalize sports betting in this whole country. We need that, Wayne.
It's coming. It's coming. The Supreme Court, forget Trump. Trump has nothing to do with it. The Supreme Court is about to make a ruling. It's going to come in the next 4 weeks. They got four Mondays. Any one of the next 4 Mondays, that ruling could come in that will most probably legalize sports gambling in New Jersey and therefore on a state-by-state basis all over the United States. So keep your fingers crossed. I'm a big fan of it. And so we'll see. Robert, thank you. You're a good reason why I love cops so much. Cops are always common sense guys from the street. You know, they're not Harvard educated. Every time I meet people who are educated from Ivy League schools, even though I went to Columbia, but I'm the exception. When I meet people who went to Ivy League schools, I can't stand them. I despise them. Most of the time, not always, but most of the time, they have no common sense. They're book smart, but they have no common sense. They're always liberals, and the things they believe in are rotting America at the core, and the things they fight for are destroying our country, destroying capitalism. But you show me a good street guy from New York, which Donald Trump is, despite being a billionaire, and Wayne Root is, despite being a businessman and a TV host, I am a street guy from New York. And you show me a guy like Robert, now retired cop from the streets of New York. That's common sense. And they know right from wrong. We understand right from wrong. Trump's a good guy. Robert knows that I know it. And Robert's a good guy. All the cops out there. You know how much I love you. You know how I feel about you. Look, I pray every night for your safety. All the cops, all the military, all the veterans, all the first responders. We pray for your safety. We hope you're right back here tomorrow, safe, watching War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. I fight for you. I'm a son of a butcher. And yes, I did go to Ivy League school eventually. But I never learned anything at Columbia University to help me in the real world. It was the mean streets of New York that taught me how to be successful in the real world. The Columbia degree sounds good. Fancy schmancy to get that sheepskin. But it's the real world ideas I learned on the streets of New York as a son of a butcher that changed my life. And hopefully yours too. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Good night.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.